Counseling question 26. Write a short paragraph on each of the following: healing of the memories, visualization techniques, 12-step and other recovery programs, self-image. In your answer, define and give a biblical analysis of each concept. Do not guess. Research these concepts. My response. Healing of the memories began in the 1940s by Agnes Sanford and has since grown into a popular practice to attempt to bring inner healing. The principles come mainly from depth psychology, wrong views of Christianity, and mysticism. The view states that undesirable aspects of one's life are caused by repressed memories, whether conscious or unconscious, that affect the inner child, Carl Jung's influence. This inner child idea becomes the mechanism to rationalize sin because these theories state that hurting people are victims of other people's sins against them, though they wouldn't call them sins. The biblical truth is that people are responsible for their own sins. People are not inwardly wounded children in need of blame shifting, though we do experience great suffering at the hands of others' wrongdoings. We must humbly recognize our sins and our rebellion against God and humbly seek His forgiving grace. The Bible teaches the cleansing of the conscience, not the healing of the memories. Visualization techniques are embraced within some holistic medical communities, secular spiritualists, and even some quote-unquote Christians. The idea of using meditation and focus to heal or become more spiritual is another form of mysticism aimed at the inner knowledge and light inside oneself so that he or she can be connected to a larger spiritual realm. This is the so-called plan to know self and God more deeply. The problem with this view is that, quote, self, end quote, is to be denied daily to truly follow Christ. Look up Luke 9, verse 23. When, quote, unquote, Christians participate in such meditations, they are finding peace, joy, and comfort from extra-biblical sources. We are to find our peace, joy, and comfort in the knowledge of the truth, which is illuminated by the Holy Spirit and recorded for us in the Scriptures. John 8, verse 32, John 14, verse 26, and 2 Peter 1, verse 20 through 21. It is not biblical to find rest in oneself. Alcoholics Anonymous, or AA, is the most well-known 12-step recovery program. AA and other types of formulaic behavior modification programs are dangerous in that they promote legalism to a program, secular or quote-unquote Christian. Instead of a bondage to a system, we need joyful submission to the true living God. AA is a false religious program because it doesn't promote the true God. One thing that they get right in their program is that people are powerless before God. Their program might seem godly because each of their 12 steps has to do with spiritual activities. Their major error and flaw is the promotion of idols. This is clearly seen in the italicized part of their third step, quote, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understand Him, end quote. Not as He's revealed Himself in Scripture, but as, quote, we choose to understand Him, end quote. This italicized part is more clearly explained in chapter 4 of their book under the chapter title, quote, We Agnostics, end quote. Quote, when, therefore, we speak to you of God, we mean your own conception of God, end quote. They promote gods of your choosing. People in AA have made the AA program their God. It's damning because God, quote, will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images, end quote, Isaiah 42, verse 8, and all idolaters will be in the lake of fire, Revelation 21, verse 8. Lastly, self-image is the idea that whatever one thinks of him or herself, that is what he or she is. It is, quote, one's conception of oneself or of one's role, end quote, as defined by Merriam-Webster. It is indeed a quote-unquote conception. It may not even be true. Many people believe that they are good, though the Bible tells us that there is, quote, none righteous, not even one, end quote, Romans 3, verse 10. With this counseling system, it is more important that the person identifies with him or herself rather than do what is righteous. The focus is all on self and little, if any, on God. And as a result of the sin of self-infatuation, they become their own God, obeying the needs of self rather than God and His Word.